The Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 8th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The New York State Senate passed the HEAT Act, which now goes to the Assembly there. The legislation aims to phase out gas line extension allowances, which would reduce the use of natural gas in the Empire State.
It would also allow the Public Service Commission the authority to keep utility companies in line with the state's climate laws. Robin Wilt on the Brighton Town Council says the equity component in the bill is needed. It would protect low to moderate income customers from bearing energy burdens greater than a certain percentage of their income. She thinks it would also help communities disproportionately affected by climate change.
So I think it's important as we move forward that we always keep that equity piece in mind and that we're reparative and that those communities that bear the brunt of our past climate policy should be the first beneficiaries of any future policy.
A 2021 state report notes there are barriers to helping certain disadvantaged communities, places that lack access to climate smart programs, like distributed energy efficiency and low emission transportation. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
A U.S. methane emissions reduction action plan aims to accelerate the process through solutions, including plugging leaks from abandoned gas wells. Now from NBC4 New York, to quote Coldplay, it was all yellow or perhaps more orange and reddish. The New York City area smothered in a cloud of smoke due to wildfires in the eastern Canadian provinces of Quebec and Nova Scotia. NBC4 New York reports the city's air quality index reached hazardous levels in the afternoon yesterday by 3 o'clock. It was about 300. That's according to the U.S. government online platform Air Now. At that level, the site states everyone should stay indoors and reduce activity levels. The Bureau of Land Management has auctioned off another 10,000 acres of New Mexico public lands to the oil and gas industry. That despite a local rally and national letter-writing campaign requesting its cancellation.
The letter, signed by 272 local and national groups, unions, businesses, and institutions, failed to stop the May 25th sale, and the BLM did not respond. Maya King Flaherty with the Sierra Club Rio Grande chapter says four western states have the highest concentration of federal oil and gas leases.
New Mexico is ground zero. We are essentially, I use the word sacrifice zone, but lands in New Mexico are continually being held up for lease.
King Flaherty says the BLM has another sale of New Mexico leases planned for November. I'm Roz Brown.
The letter sent to the BLM points to recent findings by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that time is running out to avert catastrophe. This is Public News Service. Next, we head to Portland, where they have nixed plans to bring gunshot detection technology to the city. The details now from our Eric Tegetoff.
The technology, designed by a company formerly known as ShotSpotter and now called SoundThinking, raised concerns among some Portlanders that it might be used to more heavily police low-income communities and communities of color. In his announcement, Mayor Ted Wheeler said the city would not move forward with the project because of resource constraints. Jake Doctor is a community advocate who has organized against the technology and says the mayor's statement evoked mixed emotions.
A thankful sigh of relief that it won't be happening, and then also a continued frustration with the mayor and law enforcement to say, even in your we're not doing it right now, is them admitting that they're not listening to the community and that it seems to be a foregone conclusion that we'll have to swallow this pill at some point.
Critics say other cities have dropped their contracts with SoundThinking because the technology is not effective.
While gun violence increased in Portland and nationally at the start of the pandemic, it has since declined. 9 conservation groups are calling on wildlife agencies in Wyoming and Idaho to require black bear hunters to take a bear identification course before getting a hunting license.
Kristen Combs with Wyoming Wildlife Advocates says at least 14 Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bears were killed between 2010 and 22 because of mistaken identity. But she says the actual number is likely much higher.
There are also 113 cases of mortalities still under investigation. 71% of those cases actually are in Wyoming. There's likely a higher mortality through mistaken identity.
Last month, a man shot a 530-pound grizzly bear just outside Yellowstone National Park, claiming he thought it was a black bear. I'm Eric Galatis.
Advocates say the loss of even a single grizzly is a threat to the species' full recovery. Finally, urban wood is a new concept, using wood from trees that are brought down for reasons other than value. Brett Thibodeau has more in this Great Lakes Echo Solutions Journalism collaboration.
The category includes wood from urban, suburban, or rural settings, even though the urban wood name is on it. Wood may be sourced from demolished buildings, fresh-cut urban trees, and salvaged lumber. This wood can be found in urban forests, urbanized areas, highways, orchards, any place people live and work. Paul Hickman is founder of Urban Ashes, an Ann Arbor consultant that helps municipalities recycle wood. He says the urban wood effort is focused on using these resources more responsibly.
So basically diverting a tree that would typically end up in the chipper or the firewood pile into a higher grade use, such as furniture or...
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your day with Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.